Unit 11, Unique Greetings. Every day, people say hello or hi to friends and family, and even to strangers. Usually, the speakers take these words for granted. But greetings can be more meaningful. The meanings of greetings show a lot about the culture of the people who use them. And interestingly, greetings do not even have to be words at all. In Africa, many of the greetings are done using the hands. In Mozambique, for example, people often clap several times before actually saying hello. In other parts of the continent, some people raise their fists at each other or snap their fingers. In Zambia, people squeeze each other's thumbs. And in many parts of the world, people shake hands when they greet. Anthropologists think there is a good reason for using hands for greetings. Long ago, people usually carried swords or other weapons. Meeting other people can actually be dangerous. So people began snapping, clapping, and shaking hands to show that they had no intention of using a weapon. People in most of the world's countries, however, use words to greet other people. In Mauritania, people say, "On you no evil," in their native language. In Iceland, people use their word for happy to greet each other. Again, anthropologists have found several reasons that people use certain words of greeting. In Mauritania, many people believe in curses. A curse is a word or phrase that is used to cause harm to others. So, by saying, "On you no evil," greeters are showing that they do not want bad things to happen to the other person. Much further north, Iceland has long dark nights during the winter. The lack of sunlight can cause depression or serious sadness, so they say happy to cheer each other. It has been said that there is a reason for everything. In the case of greetings, this seems to be very true. If you ever travel to Tuvalu, a Polynesian nation, do not be surprised if people put their faces close to yours and try to sniff you. This is just their way of saying hello. Of course, there is a reason for the sniffing. The people of Tuvalu simply want to breathe in the precious fragrance of life.